This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The three finalists for Bloomington City Manager include a man who's been serving in the post on an interim basis and two men who've been leading city governments in other central Illinois communities. The three of them met the public at City Hall and talked with reporters. GLT's Eric Stock takes a look at their visions for Bloomington's future.
Steve Rasmussen has been with the city since 2014, the last 7 months as the interim city manager, following David Hales' departure to become city manager in Joliet. Rasmussen is making the case for keeping continuity at City Hall.
We're in a number of big projects and little projects that we're in the middle of, and I think I can continue to make a contribution to move those things forward to help serve the long-term good of the residents of the city.
Jim Collada, the city administrator in Washington, says he would come to Bloomington with open eyes and ears to find new approaches to address the city's challenges.
Throughout my career, what I've tried to do is to listen to residents and businesses, address their concerns, build partnerships, and collaborate with elected officials and staff.
Tim Gleason was Washington's city administrator before taking over Decatur's city government 3 years ago. He says he believes Decatur's comparable size to Bloomington, 75,000 residents live in the Macon County seat. He could build a track record of success in Bloomington in much the same way.
And it's something that we've done in Decatur. It's a culture within the organization that grows outward into the community, and that's creating a can-do attitude.
Each of the finalists say they would support using financial incentives, including tax increment financing districts, to lure business. TIFs divert a portion of new property tax revenue within an area back into development. The city has recently focused on the limits of that policy as aldermen consider creating a new TIF district along Washington Street east of downtown. Collada says each business has its own set of circumstances and that TIFs should be just one option.
And I think it's important to have a very large toolbox of incentives and other means to perhaps address the gaps that may be there that is preventing that business from making an investment.
Gleason stresses the city must better explain to the public why TIFs are necessary in some cases.
So that's very important, and it's something that in government we don't necessarily do the best job of telling our story or the rest of the story, and that is, I believe, first and foremost.
Gleason touts Decatur's progress with nearly $300 million in economic development in recent years. Rasmussen says the city must communicate with all other taxing bodies who would forego some property tax revenue for the sake of a particular development.
When we bring forward a project, what we want to do is communicate with all of the other taxing bodies and make sure that everybody is on board with the incentives that we want to use so it gets the development we want with the minimum impact to everyone else.
Rasmussen outlines three main goals for the city: building downtown, what he calls the heart and soul of the city, rebuilding the city's decaying infrastructure, and developing long-term financial stability. He says the city's deficits are projected to grow at a rate of $3 million a year.
That can't continue. We have to make it a high priority to get long-term financial stability, and that has to do with the combination of all the things that we do. It has to do with employee compensation. It has to do with the tax base.
Collada and Gleason share Rasmussen's desire to help revitalize downtown, specifically addressing the growing number of companies which have left the city's central business district. That list includes State Farm Insurance. Collada says he wants to know what barriers might exist that are keeping businesses from being successful downtown.
Perhaps it's financial, perhaps it's zoning. There could be a variety of reasons. So in some instances, it may be appropriate to try to pursue acquisition.
Gleason says helping shepherd businesses can be as simple as getting to know the prospective developer. But if you're seeking to fill an empty storefront with no good prospects, sometimes you have to think outside the box.
When you're talking about vacant buildings, you got to be as creative as you possibly can be in trying to entice that kind of interest in redeveloping that part of the community.
Whoever becomes Bloomington's next city manager will have to work with a council that has often been combative over controversial issues, including most recently the proposed welcoming ordinance for undocumented immigrants. Rasmussen has had a front row seat for many of those battles. He says he considers council cohesion solely the council's concern.
Yeah, city council relationship is really the city council's job. It's not so much the city manager's job. The city manager's job is to make sure that the city staff is cohesive and works well to move forward.
To that end, Rasmussen says city staff has provided solutions and suggestions to the council and given the city council greater say in determining what items get placed on the council meeting agendas. Kalata and Gleason both spoke more broadly about building relationships with the council and community. First, Kalata.
I think my number one priority is to build relationships. That's with staff as well as elected officials, community partners, businesses. Really building that trust is the first priority.
Gleason suggests a new city manager gives the city a chance for a fresh start, adding the city has at times gone into cruise control.
Try to identify those quick victories, develop the long-term relationships, get to know the staff get to know me, and of utmost importance is developing that relationship with the elected officials, because at the end of the day, it's their vision for the community.
Rasmussen calls himself a young 69. He's worked for the city for 4 years. The other hopefuls looking to move to Bloomington have been in their current jobs for 3 years. Both Kalata and Gleason assure their intentions of staying in Bloomington as a career destination. Kalata is 45 and says he plans to raise his young family here.
I think it's an exceptional community. It's a great place to raise a family and to grow a business. And I can't think of a better opportunity available.
Gleason is 53 and says this wouldn't be a stepping stone for him either.
The health of the community, the respect that this community has in the state of Illinois and I think in the Midwest is a great opportunity. So I don't know where you would go next.
Bloomington has had two city managers in the last 25 years. The three finalists, who were chosen from a field of 31 applicants, each interviewed with the city council twice and have met with city staff. Kalata and Gleason both said they would want Rasmussen to stay on as assistant city manager if they are chosen. I'm Eric Stock.